Mount Rushmore. Each year, almost 3 million people from all over the world make a special trip to this remote part of the United States just to see this incredible sculpture. Gutzon Borglum was one of America's leading sculptors. In 1924, he received a letter from the state historian, and he wrote to him and asked him to come to the Black Hills to see if there was any possibility of using some of the rock outcroppings in the Black Hills that would draw tourists to his state, which he loved. Borglum was imbued with the idea of having the people that had been important in the creation of his country, the creators of America. State officials agreed, and Borglum decided he would carve 4 American presidents. Shortly after Borglum began blasting into the sides of the mountain in 1927, the United States plunged into the Great Depression. During those tough years, jobs were hard to come by. When the work first started on the mountain, people here didn't have jobs of any kind. They were willing to work for anything. And Borglum trained them, and they stayed with him through thick and thin. Over the next decade, 400 local men lived on the mountaintop. Even for a talented sculptor like Gutzon Borglum, carving giant mountain-sized figures was a monumental task. The first thing he did was to build a scale model of the mountain. An inch on the model was a foot on top of the mountain. When Borglum would start one of the faces, they would start with the nose, because that was the furthest point out. From Washington to Lincoln, the carving measures 365 feet, which is longer than a football field. Each head is 60 feet high. The head on the Statue of Liberty measures only 17 feet. When sculpting on this scale, the chisel of choice is dynamite. Close to 450,000 tons of granite were blown off the face of the mountain. Amazingly, Borglum's blasters were so talented that they could come within 4 inches of the finished surface with their explosions. To take a mountain like this back in the early 30s, to be able to carve the faces and make them so natural with the equipment that we had to work with was just incredible that a man could have a vision to do it. Unfortunately, Gutzon Borglum died in 1941, just a few months short of finishing the job. But his son Lincoln picked up the chisel and gave the mountain its finishing touches, an achievement that put South Dakota on the national map. Today, Mount Rushmore is one of the most visited monuments in the United States, a shrine to 4 of America's greatest presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. For bringing the American dream to a remote granite mountainside, Gutzon Borglum's monumental sculpture carves out the number 7 spot on our list.